Heads up, martial arts fans. This week, a vacant lot near Boston's Chinatown Gate is the site of a film series with kung fu flicks starring Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and other icons of the genre. While the venue seems novel, movies in Chinatown are nothing new. WBUR's Andrea Shea finds out why the Films at the Gate series is striking a nostalgic chord in the community.
A crowd of about 100 people sit in folding chairs eating takeout while watching Paper Marriage, a 1988 kung fu comedy. The flickering images and sound effects compete with headlights and traffic from the surface artery, which is only steps away. But the audience doesn't seem to mind. This noisy scrap of pavement might seem an unlikely setting for a film series, but audience member Len Ning says he watched movies outside in Chinatown when he was just a kid.
Actually, about 25. My uncle actually used to show outdoor movies. I think actually right here in this lot, to be quite honest. So it kind of brings back a lot of old memories.
Len Ning's father owned the Pagoda, a popular Chinatown movie house, for decades. Today, it's a busy restaurant. Stories like Ning still surprise Films at the Gate. She and her husband designed the series as a small, modest event, but
right away, it seemed, when we started talking to people, it just really took on a lot more meaning. And it was interesting to see how it resonated with people.
Movies once played a major role in this. Families and friends gathered at theaters after a long day's work to see the latest Chinese language films. But they also packed into alternative spaces for different fare.
This is the bakery where the owners used to periodically just pull out a 16mm projector and just project Marx Brothers films as part of just what it meant to be a community space in Chinatown.
Jeremy Liu is the executive director of the Asian Community Development Corporation. He helped pull together the Films at the Gate series and says common spaces and experiences are rare in Chinatown today. Urban renewal, the Central Artery Project, the former combat zone, and most recently luxury real estate development have decimated the landscape and the social fabric here. Going to the movies as a group counteracted those forces by bringing people together.
It was a highlight every week.
Stephanie Fan loved going to the double features at the Chinese Merchants Building during the 50s and 60s.
One was a Chinese opera type film, and one was more contemporary, either romance or comedy, or, you know, to my liking, would be martial arts.
Looking back, Fan says kung fu movies made an indelible impact on her because they featured strong women.
And that was a big movies that I would see, because when there was some sort of a threat, the women in those movies, the stars, would always run or hide behind a guy. And in the Chinese movies, the women were not like that. They would fight back. And so I think that made really a big difference to me growing up, to see that kind of role model.
Where else were they going to get their Chinese culture? Where else were they going to see the people that they admired, the inspirations, the actors speaking Chinese? They couldn't see it anywhere.
Jean Lukash is not Chinese, but she lived in Chinatown for 23 years and has embraced the culture. She's fanatical about Chinese films and was a projectionist at the Star Cinema and the smaller China Cinema. Lukash remembers the heydays of kung fu filmmaking and says Jet Li's Kids from Shaolin was a sellout hit, but its release also marked the beginning of the end for Chinatown's movie houses in the mid-80s.
People were just lining up to get in. They were so excited about it. So 84, 85, we still had an audience. 86, the Star closed down because nobody was coming. And the China, I think my boss tried showing X-rated movies from Japan for a while just to see if he could find something that would, you know, continue to sell tickets. But people had learned it was cheaper to rent a video and take it home. So the audience just vanished.
As the audience is back, watching a silly staged fight scene under the night sky in Chinatown. Film series organizers hope to carry on this tradition and might even move it indoors during the winter. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
Films at the Gate continues through this Sunday. For more information and to see a photo gallery about Chinatown's film legacy, visit our website, wbur.org.